Again, I ask for y'all's prayers as I endeavor to try to stand and preach tonight. Going to take a read. Very familiar to everybody. Going to take it out of the 22nd chapter of Genesis. Read about 8 verses, I think, there. And as I said, this is a very familiar reading lesson to most all of us. About Abraham commanded to offer Isaac. Starting with the first verse of that 22nd chapter. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee unto the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham arose up early in the morning, and he saddled his asses and took 2 of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young man, Abide ye here with the asses, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, and he laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together. I believe I'll stop my reading there. And down through the years, I can imagine the great sermons that were preached on these scriptures here. You could get many things out of these scriptures. You could preach about the faith that Abraham had in God's word and his promise about Isaac going to be a great nation. You know, Abraham even said that to those 2 young men, said that you wait here, you abide here, and me and the lad are going to go and worship. And he said, we'll come back to you. You know, he had faith that if he knowed what he was going up there to do, but he had the faith in God that him and Isaac were both coming back down. That God was going to raise him if he was sacrificed. Well, that's faith. You could preach a great message on that. You could preach a great message on God providing himself a sacrifice. Boy, he sure did that. The supreme sacrifice. There'd been many great messages preached on those things. There'd been many other things in here. But my thought tonight goes to a statement that Isaac asked his daddy. I think we all need to be asking ourselves this from time to time. Isaac said, Behold the fire in the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? You know, wonder how Isaac knowed that they didn't have all the ingredients. You know, he was taught that. He had watched his daddy, I'm sure, to do a burnt sacrifice before, and he knowed the elements that it took to do that, and he knowed that they didn't have them with him. Why? Because he had learned. Said, we have the wood and the fire, but where's the lamb? You know, oftentimes we as Christians, we get up on Sunday morning, and we get our clothes on, we get dressed, we get the wood together. We like getting our cars and come and sang a few songs, and we think we have some fire with us. You know what we have there, the wood and the fire? We got ingredients for a campfire. You know, and I think sometimes us as church members, we come to the house of God and we just take what we think we need, the wood and the fire, and we think that maybe somebody else will bring the sacrifice. Are we satisfied with just bringing a little wood and the fire, trying to worship God with it? Are we? Well, we oftentimes do. You know, they were going to make a burnt offering to the Lord. You know, in the Levitical law, the burnt offering was a little different from some of the rest of them. Now, I'm no expert on the Levitical law and the sacrifices and all that pertain to them. But you know, in that burnt sacrifice that they were going to make, a lot of them, they would part of it was cut out, and a portion went to the priest and the Levites. They had a portion of it. But oh, I tell you what, this burnt offering that God instructed them how to do, they burnt the whole thing. They burned it all. They cut it up and filleted it, and some of it was washed, the innards and the head. And it was all laid on the fire. And that smoke and that fire rose from the altar, and it made a sweet savor to God. People, if they hadn't have put it all on there, I don't think the smoke and the fire would have went up and made a sweet savor, because it wasn't how God told them to do it. But they had to give it all. Use the whole thing. You know, brothers and sisters, when we come to church, we ought to be willing to give it all. We want to take a cut out here or maybe a cut out there. I tell you, it won't be that sweet savor that goes up to the Lord. Is He worthy to be worshipped? Are we just satisfied with bringing a little wood, maybe the fire, and just having a campfire? We might make a little offering. We'll make an effort. So I tell you what, people, our best effort's not good enough. We come to worship the Lord. We ought to be willing to give it all. Boy, this hits me. What have we got lazy, people? We think we'll just bring the wood and the fire. That's good enough. We made an effort. We'll go home and feel good about ourselves. But did we please the Lord in anything we did? If we've been saved, those of us here that are saved, we know better. We ought to. We don't. Maybe we just got lazy. Maybe we just got complacent. Oh, people, this is not about us. Look at these little ones here. We've got children and grandchildren. They watching what we're doing. You know, when they instituted the Passover, God told them, he said, y'all do this. And said to the children, ask, what meaneth ye by this service? You know what that did? That gave them opportunity to teach about God. Isaac knowed that they didn't have what they, everything that was required to make that burnt sacrifice. How'd he know? He'd been taught, he'd seen, he'd observing. Tell you people, we get satisfied with a campfire. Told the world, there's a lot of churches that coming out here, they're just having campfires. I tell you what, but we as a church, if we get satisfied with just bringing the wood and bringing the fire and not bringing something to put it all on the altar and make a sweet-smelling savor that go up to the Lord, you know, our children are going to grow up and they won't know the difference. They won't know the difference. They'll think that that's all you really need to do. Just come and half-heartedly worship. Boy, I'm guilty of a lot of things. This thought hit me hard. How many times have I come with just a little wood and just a little fire? You know, God help me. I'll bring it all and be willing to give it to all to him. You know, one of the commandments, we put God first. We don't need to hold back a cup for us. God will provide everything we need. Let's strive, people. Y'all pray for me that I'll strive. Each and every time that I get an opportunity to worship God, that I won't hold anything back, but I'll lay it all on the altar. I'll lay it all. We've got the children, the grandchildren are going to grow up. We need to be showing them what it takes to truly worship. Amen. How that we're saved, we can slack off a little bit. Oh, God help us. We're supposed to pass this on down. Hey, we don't do it, people, where are they going to get it? If the church of the living God don't pass down the way, where are they going to find it, people? You're going to find it in your public schools? No. You find it in most so-called church houses? No. Don't find it on the TV. But people that know the way and go live the way and show the way. You know, that's what's on my heart tonight. You know, as I close this service, I don't know, Brother Miller may want to say something else, but I don't want a song. I don't want to shake hands. I want to bow. Ask God to forgive me. Leave here with the attitude that next time I come, I'm going to try to bring it all. Don't want the campfire. When I come, I want to have something to offer the Lord and give it to it. Give it all to him. far as I'm concerned, I'm going to bow, try to pray. I'm going to go out them back doors. And y'all finish the service how you want to do it. But I'd ask that y'all pray for me. You know, people, we can come and play church. Or we can come together and be the church of the true and living God. Full of fire. Full of the Spirit. See, great things happen. But we'll have to get unsatisfied with just bringing half the elements. We'll have to bring it all. My message. Anybody wants to, let's pray.